Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time for Industry Night, our weekly segment that focuses on food and hospitality. Last week, we talked about the grain economy. The week before that, we talked breakfast with Chef Jimmy Banos Jr. And this week, we taste the flavors of Mexico, or at least talk about them. It's not every day we get a Food Network star up in the studio. Marcela Valladolid is a chef who co-hosts The Kitchen and other shows, including hosting her own series, Mexican Made Easy. She's out with a new cookbook called Casa Marcela, Recipes and Food Stories of My Life in the California. She is in Chicago for a sold-out event, and she is my guest tonight. Chef Marcela, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I would have brought food with me so you could taste it, but I literally just got off the plane and came here. So
No. Save that for the event tomorrow night for the lucky people who have tickets. All right. I'm fascinated. I mean, Casa Marcela is a cookbook.
Yes.
But it really, like I said, it's recipes and food stories of my life in the California. Let's talk about the food stories. Why say recipes and food stories?
Because I think it was I've talked about it so much, what it was like to live in the Tijuana, San Diego region my whole life. And I really wanted this book to just reflect that lifestyle. You know, we're living in a time when there's so much division and talks about walls and all these crazy things. And for us that are there, that actually live there, it's not even, there's no border. Mm-hmm. You just go back and forth. I spent the first 30 years of my life in Tijuana. I would cross the border, go to school in San Diego, back and forth all day, every day. My children are living the exact same life. They speak both languages. They're exposed to both cuisines, to all of the ingredients of Mexico's, because sometimes I'll grocery shop down there in the market when I can't find whatever I need in San Diego. So that's completely shaped not only my food, but who I am. So that's what I wanted to talk about, you know, when I say food stories.
Yeah, I mean, and it really, I mean, you talk about the proximity, the idea of only being 10, 15 minutes away from Mexico, and the idea of being to celebrate those flavors, because, you know, it's kind of like the Mediterranean down there. You got the Pacific Ocean. You talk about this concept that there is something very, very unique about the flavors of that area.
100%. And I think, and that's breaking, and I try to do this, like I feel this is my mission, like breaking those misconceptions that people have about Mexican food being just this or just that. But regionally, it's just like we're the most biodiverse country in the world. Right? So that's going to give for a gazillion ingredients and so many different ways to serve, prepare, and eat food. And sometimes, not in Chicago, because you have fabulous Rick Bayless, so you guys know Mexican food.
Sure, of course.
But for the most part, or when I was starting 20 years ago, I'm so old. but when I was starting 20 years ago, the misconception was pretty huge still, regardless of the fact that there were like a gazillion of us Mexicans here in the U.S., the misconceptions were still huge. And in northern Mexico, where I grew up, in Baja specifically, in Tijuana, we have a beautiful, gorgeous Mediterranean weather. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. So, and we have all the fresh ingredients from the Pacific Ocean. We have all of the ingredients that you can find in the Mediterranean. So it's a combination of traditional technique, flavor, recipes, ingredients, kind of mixed in with all that Mediterranean flair, which gives for a lighter, not on purpose, but healthier cuisine. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like to talk about as well.
What's also there is tradition.
Yes.
And the tradition of family and home. And there's a lot in the book. I mean, because it's not just a collection of recipes. I mean, you're talking about your story.
Yes.
And your story revolves around the home, Casa Marcela.
Yes.
Talk about that. Talk about how you came up and how you used the traditions of your family to influence the work that you do now.
And I mentioned that in the book. My dad is still known for his entertaining. He doesn't do it as much because my mom passed away. But he would, and I remember this when I was a kid, he would literally open the door to our home in Tijuana, Colonia Cacho, that was our neighborhood. He would open up the door at around 3 or 4 p.m., and that door would not close until like 3 or 4 a.m. the next day. Friends coming in and out, food being cooked, food being served, drinks, tequila. We had, I remember, he had at the bar this barrel of tequila that just seemingly never ran out of tequila. He just kept filling it, I guess, when we weren't watching. But and it was always about family. It was always about family. It was always about his friends. It was always about the community. It was always about who was ever around. I mean, I would just remember him telling his friends, we're just going to be here all evening, yeah. So drop in, come by. And the food was always a huge part of it. It, like, gave him, like, this huge sense of pride to be able, like, he was like, my spread, it has to be the best spread and all of Tijuana. So the food was just a really, really, really important part of it.
And that, and in your life, and, I mean, Casa Marcela, I mean, you talk about in your story just the idea of buying this house and,
yes.
and trying to create an experience that's similar. This
yes.
idea of being able to imagine what this could be more than a home. This could be a place to entertain. This could be, a, I mean, in your case, a place to do a lot of your work that you do for television and
yes.
other places, a place to have fresh food. I mean, the
yes.
garden in the back. So talk about, well, those experiences that you learned from your family, your father and your mother, and how they translate to modern day what you do right now with your family.
100%. Before I had this house, I was always in little apartments. It was just me and my son, Fowl. We barely made up a person between the both of us. We were so tiny. So I never needed a large space, honestly. But there was always this part of me that wanted to entertain the way that my family entertained when I was growing up. And I was looking for a home. I wanted that stability for my son. I wanted him to have memories of one home growing up like I did. And we'd moved like 8 times in the past like 3 years from before I bought the house. And I walked into this house, and it was huge for me and him. It was completely unnecessary. It just was unnecessary. But I just remember thinking, like, everything I've ever dreamed of, the garden, my family, the shooting here, the kitchen, the everything. And I was just like, I just have to make this happen. And it was all just based on that necessity to be able to share it with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is a reflection of that, of the recipes that I serve them. I talk about my crew and how they're at the house all the time, and we're shooting recipes, we're testing recipes for the kitchen, we're testing recipes for the Today Show, we're testing, everything is happening there. And you know, when people are like, oh, you're so lucky, you get to, you know, work at home and be close to your kids. And I'm like, it's not luck. It's been planned that
right,
way since
right.
I was like 18 years old. I've been saying, like, I need to be in a place where I can do all my stuff that I love, which is cooking and family and entertaining. And I got to find a way to make money off of that.
Right.
And it happened. So, and that's the book. So it's working out. It's working out.
Chef Marcela Valladolid is the co-host of The Kitchen.
Yes.
She's also, I mean, you, it's amazing. The book is called Casa Marcela, Recipes and Food Stories of My Life in the Californias. It's out now. She's in town in Chicago for a sold out event. She's doing a demo
yes.
tomorrow night.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm fascinated because, like you just mentioned, this idea of planning. Your career, when you get out, you know, you started getting into food and you studied French, you were able to get into the world of journalism, you did some editing, some
yes.
recipe stylist,
yes.
which I don't know much about, but
yes.
into the world of television and the Food Network. I mean, there has been a trajectory that you know, it takes time and it takes patience to get through. Talk about your career. I mean, is this where, when you talk about being 18 years old, is this
yeah.
where you saw yourself being in a spot where you're on the Food Network and you're also a chef and you're being able to present your vision of food?
I'm not going to lie. I saw it. I dreamt about it, you know? I'm not going to lie and be like, oh, I never imagined this ever happening. I've been, like, dreaming about it my whole life. So there was definitely some visualization happening, for sure. But I think I was lucky because really early on I saw a space that needed to be filled in terms of Mexican cuisine. Not the traditional, very labor intensive by the wonderful folks like Diana Kennedy and Rick Bayless and Susana Palazuelos, like the big, big, big Mexican writers. I knew that there needed to be space for someone who was actually like me, bicultural, that had very deep roots in Mexican food and tradition, but also lived on the U.S. side of the border and wanted to be able to make these recipes, but with the ingredients that you can find on the U.S. side of the border. Exactly.
Right,
make it accessible.
Right.
And I, from when I was 17 or 18 years old, I saw that void. So I just, that was just the goal. That was just the goal. And I mentioned this, I just did a blog entry on my computer on the plane. And I remember growing up that whole time in Tijuana and seeing the misconceptions and that whole time thinking, you guys have no idea. The food is so amazing. The culture is so amazing. The cities are so amazing. The colonial architecture. I mean, it's all based on this huge pride that I have from the country that I grew up in, that I feel is sometimes not portrayed
right.
in its true light. And I felt there was that void for somebody to talk about.
I mean,
that.
You've talked a lot about the idea of authentic. Yes. And the concept, I mean, because there's a great piece, I forgot, it was either in the book or read about it, just the idea that, you know, with chefs at different places, you know, people have from Tijuana or other or down in that area have been very clear to say you're doing it wrong. You're not wrapping a tamale the right way. You're
yes.
not, you're doing it the wrong way.
Yes.
You and your career, you've had such a tremendous ability to almost be to fuse these things together, your French background, to take the authentic cooking that your parents taught you. How do you see yourself when it comes to authentic? Because there's a lot of stuff in here that is, yes, it takes the flavors of Tijuana, but you can feel the your experience,
yes.
what you bring to it.
Yes.
So how do you do that?
Yeah. But you just said it. What is not authentic if it's authentic to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is not authentic if it's authentic to me? I grew up in Tijuana. And in Tijuana, we have a huge transient community. All of Mexico comes to Tijuana looking for opportunities, either in Tijuana or to cross the border into San Diego, and they don't make it and they stay in Tijuana. So we have people from all over the country, and that influences our cuisine
yeah, right.
hugely. And we have a lot of traditions that trickle down from the U.S. in the 60s and 70s. Like Jell-O is huge in Mexico. Like it made its way down in the 50s and 60s, and it's still there. And at every baby shower in all of Mexico, there's a gazillion Jell-O molds, all different colors. Like we're influenced by like people in southern Mexico make fun of us and say, oh, the people in Tijuana, they're basically Americans. And you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. we have our own identity. But in Tijuana, it's such a peculiar situation because the fact that we're not an old, old city, we're, you know, 120 years old or something like that. And as opposed to the pre-Hispanic, you know, cities that have been around
right,
since,
right,
you know,
right.
Aztecs
right.
and are still creating those actual recipes. We have more of a are permitted more to play with our food. And I also mentioned that in the book.
Right.
In central Mexico, you go down there and there's only one way to do things. There's only one way to make tamales in Yucatan and one way to make cochinita pibil. And there's one way to do things. And if you don't make it the way Jose's grandmother made it, you are dead wrong and you are, it's blasphemy and you're, I get it all the
time. Tears in their eyes.
Yes, it's very intense and I get it all the time and I think the solution to it is to be very straightforward.
But you do get it all the time? I mean, people are calling
yeah.
you out for,
gosh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, I get it on my social all the time. People, actually, I'm really lucky because I get very little hate on social media. People are very decent and very kind. I think maybe it's because I show my family so much. Maybe they think my kids are reading or something. I don't know. But I definitely get a lot of, oh, I don't, you know, why do you add eggs to churros, for example? Because I like the texture of a pot of shoe better than the traditional churro that's only flour and water. But I get it all the time. And my response is always, this is how my mom made it. And my mom was 175% Mexican. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't get more Mexican than that.
I guess,
you know?
I mean, as we started this thread, I mean, it was authentic to you. The concept of what you bring to this and what I know of your work and is that you are bringing the French-trained style that you learned to be
yes.
a chef. You're blending it with what you learned growing up.
Yes.
And you're able to create authentic recipes with a little – with. I mean, I know it's a dirty word in food, fusion, but this concept that you're bringing two worlds together
yes.
that don't necessarily go together, and it tastes great.
But at the end of the day, though, most of our desserts come from Europe anyway.
That's what I was going to ask.
So
learning as you learn
so
with
flan ain't ours.
It's not yours.
Neither is churros.
Right, right.
We got all that from the Spaniards. So
do people have a hard time recognizing that? I mean, they think
it happens
theirs?
With
yeah.
a few different things. Like ceviche is also like a big deal because Peru is known to be the birthplace, but some people in Mexico want to claim it. Like it's just, but I just feel I'm never that intense. Maybe I should be, but I'm not that intense
yeah.
about cuisine, man.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, in my heart, I'm like, if it tastes good, if it takes you back to a special place, and that's the biggest compliment that I get from people. I just did a huge signing in San Diego, and like I would get really emotional when people would be like, you just took me back to when I was a kid
That's
living
great.
In San Miguel
yeah.
and you made it so easy because I can make it the way my mom made it and I found all the ingredients at the supermarket and it's just and that's all it is and that's all I care about. The authenticity, it's a great word. People want to stamp everything they do with that word. Good for them. I just want it to be good and authentic to me.
For you, and this will wrap up here, but I love the fact that what you do on the kitchen and other places, and even in the book, I mean, the amazing photography in here.
Thank you.
You talked about the in Casa Marcela, just the idea that you could do shooting, and you could shoot, and you could do photography, and
yes.
you could do all sorts of stuff, and it's really represented in here. How important is the visual to the food? How important?
Very passionate about the visual.
Yeah, I mean that's that. How important is it? I mean, in this day and age, when people are going to try different recipes, and I mean, they're almost at this day. I mean, think about this, just looking up on your phone or
yes.
in the book.
Yes.
If there's not a picture to go with it, I'm not doing it.
Before I was a chef, I studied architecture. And before I started architecture, I wanted to be an interior designer, but my dad didn't let me. He said I needed a more professional career, so that's why I ended up in architecture. So I actually think about food backwards. I think first about how it's going to look and then about how it's going to taste, which is probably not very chef-like. But when I'm thinking about that jalapeno roast chicken that I told you that you have to go home and make
yes.
this evening,
yes.
even if it's 11 p.m., I'm thinking about how I'm going to set the table. And I'm thinking that the chicken's kind of brown with a little green, so we're going to need some purple, so I add purple potatoes. You know what I'm saying? For me, it's a very, very visual experience, cooking for me. It's the whole thing. I want the plate, not just the food. I want the plate. I want the whole thing, the whole setting, to just be really beautiful, because I'm with you 100%. When it comes to and that book, by the way, was 100% shot in my house with my props, everything. I was like, it's just going to be the real deal, how we function here. You're going to see some repeats because I don't have 75 different sets of plates. We're normal here. We have a couple different ones, and that's all we have. But, yeah, it's the visual is very important for me. And I'll tell you why even more so, because I think part of that misconception, I mean, what do you think about when you think of a plate of Mexican food? Honestly.
I mean, rice and beans, right? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And for me, I just needed to be able to present it in a way that perhaps you'd never seen it before, in a way that would get you excited about presenting it for a beautiful family meal or
yeah.
for a beautiful event or for your Mother's Day, not just for like Cinco de Mayo with like margaritas and like tortilla chips and salsa. Like I wanted you to be able to envision it as a part of your beautiful life.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting, too, to think about it that way, of how it's going to look before how it's going to taste.
Yeah, that's big.
I love it. Chef Marcela Valladolid is in studio. She is the co-host of The Kitchen, among other shows on Food Network. The book is called Casa Marcela, Recipes and Food Stories of My Life in the California. She's in town. She's got an event that's sold out tomorrow night. Chef Marcela, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.